the dominant big man of professional basketball is leaving Los Angeles. Shaquille O'Neal was traded to Miami today. O'Neal is an 11-time All-Star and a mountain of a man, 7'1", 340 pounds. After starting his pro career in Orlando, he went to Los Angeles, played there for 8 seasons, and along with Kobe Bryant and coach Phil Jackson, won 3 straight NBA championships. Not this year, though, and the offseason has been a time of dismantling for the Lakers. Sean Devaney writes about basketball for the Sporting News and joins us from St. Louis. Sean Devaney, Shaquille O'Neal goes to Miami, Lamar Odom goes from Miami, 2 other players and a draft pick to Los Angeles. How big a trade is that?
This is as big a trade as I've ever seen. You know, really, it's one of the big trades in sports history. And, you know, it's one that before the season, I don't think anybody saw coming. That makes it all the bigger.
By the end of the season, it was clear that O'Neal wanted to leave Los Angeles. Why?
Well, the team has sort of ceded control to Kobe Bryant, who's the other half of the star tandem in Los Angeles, and those two guys have never really gotten along, and by the end of this year, it was clear that they weren't going to be able to play together. Adding a twist to this is that Kobe Bryant is a free agent, so the team was going to have to make a lot of changes in order to please Kobe Bryant and keep him in Los Angeles with the Lakers. And, you know, trading Shaquille O'Neal is one of the ways that the Lakers have been able to do that.
But Bryant is not just a free agent. He's also a defendant in a criminal proceeding.
That's what makes this even more strange, is that they've ceded control to a guy who really, you don't know that he is going to be around next year. He might be busy for the next 20 years, and that's something that is really stunning, that the Lakers have thrown their lot in with a guy who, you know, is facing the type of legal troubles that Kobe Bryant is.
Shaquille O'Neal is 32 years old. He's not known as the best conditioned athlete in the NBA. Is he going to continue to be a dominant player, do you think, in his 30s?
There's no question that he's on the downside of his career. And when you mentioned that he's 340, you were being very generous. He's a guy who's really never taken great care of his body, and that's probably shaved some years off of his career. However, he's moving to the Eastern Conference, which he feels will actually lengthen his career because there aren't the level of big men in the East that there are in the West. You don't have the guys like you know, Kevin Garnett or Tim Duncan. And those guys aren't in the Eastern Conference. So I think Shaquille O'Neal, by moving to the Eastern Conference, feels that maybe he's adding some life to his career.
Let's talk about one of the Miami Heat players who's going to Los Angeles, Lamar Odom.
He had a breakout year last year, and really he got some consideration for the All-Star team, averaged 17, 18 points, and showed his versatility with his rebounding and his ability to pass the ball. For a guy 6'10", you know, he really does some amazing things on the court. The thing with Lamar is that he's had a drug suspension in his past. He's had a lot of injuries in his past. He's been a pretty unreliable player. So, you know, no question, this is a risk for the Lakers because, you know, given the fact that this guy has a long history of being unreliable and given that he only has 1 year of really playing solidly and showing what he can do, you know, there's no guarantee that he's going to come into L.A. and be the star player the Lakers hope he can be.
But for L.A., obviously, this is the end of an era in Lakers basketball.
Yeah, this is a team that's now moving to be a perimeter team. And if you look around the league, teams like Orlando they've just traded Tracy McGrady. Teams like Toronto are looking to trade Vince Carter. Teams that have had the smaller guys, the guards, as their dominant players really have failed. And here the Lakers are remaking their team around a smaller guy. And I think that's a dangerous, dangerous thing to do.
Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Sean Devaney writes about basketball for the Sporting News, talking to us about today's trade of Shaquille O'Neal from Los Angeles to the Miami Heat.
Yo, Shaq, where you at?
I'm over here.
Shaq attack, you better read the paper. Treat me like Bismarck geek, you better catch the vapor. I got mad props, so why would you exploit? Punch you in your face like that kid from Detroit. Really, though, you better ask MC Hammer about this bad mama. Jam a tall kid with the hooper hyperlip, the grammar. Watch out, yo, it's time for MC fashion. Got